They did say she was a shadow. Hello, and welcome to yet another of our Hunger Games Literature Circle podcast. We are here with our Meyer Island 9 crew, and we are now halfway through the book. In the midst of the games, we'll do a quick little summary of what's happened since the Hunger Games have begun, and where we are currently at.
Well, this is Shadow, and the Hunger Games started, and once it started, this bell rang, and
what did Katniss do?
And Katniss was, she was in a field of with tons of people killing Cornucopia,
which is a big horn.
Yeah, which is a big horn, and there everybody is. Scrambling for weapons.
And, oh, this is Fable, and, what happens is everybody's scrambling for weapons, and, like, they all, like, start killing each other for all these weapons, and then, well, PETA distracts Katniss so she doesn't get the bow that she wanted, and, so she runs up, so mad, and she grabs this orange backpack at the same time this other guy does, and he bits blood all over her, and then she finds out that the girl from District 9 threw a knife into his back.
Two.
Threw a knife into his back.
It's a boy from District 9 who got killed.
Hi, this is Raccoon, and Katniss grabbed the backpack and started running, and then the girl started throwing knives at her, and one got lodged in her backpack. So she took the knife, and she started rummaging through her backpack. She found crackers, beef, and a water bottle that was empty in a sleeping bag that reflected heat.
This is GoHeat 8, and after that, she just kept running and running, and after she had ran a long time, she had nobody following behind her, and she found a valley, and she started walking down it, and she walked basically the whole day, and then when she got to a place where she wanted to set up camp, she set a few traps and then laid out her sleeping bag and belted herself to a tree. And so.
Hi, this is Kate Sports, and she is really thirsty because she didn't get water, and when she was rummaging through her stuff and she found a water bottle, but there was no water in it, and she's getting dehydrated fast, and she slept in the tree.
Hi, this is Barton, and while she was in the tree, she heard the career tributes, which are tributes who are like from District 1, 2, and 4, who are like trained for the Hunger Games. And she heard them talking, and she heard them,
the girl with the fire.
She heard them talking, and while she was listening to them talk, she heard PETA's voice, so she was really mad that PETA ended up joining their group.
And then this girl, she started a she started a fire, which is a bad sign, because then everyone knows you're there.
What?
And the career tributes came up behind her and killed her with a knife. And they were talking, and PETA had to go back to make sure she was dead, because when someone dies, the cannon will go off. And the cannon hadn't gone off, and it was a little while after. So he went back, and she wasn't killed, and he killed her.
Hi, this is Eeyore, and and then she was walking, and then she, and then,
what?
Oh, in the morning. And so, then she heard this, like, bell or something, and then there's, like, fireballs shooting everywhere, and so then she she missed a couple of them, but then one just scraped, burned her calf and her leg. So then she was like really in pain. And her mom had told her what to do if she got like a minor burn, but it was to dip, to soak it in water, but this was a big burn. And then she found water, so she
soaked her leg and plumped her hands in the water for Dancer 3. And so she was soaking her leg in the water, but her leg hurt too much to take out of the water. But so she kept it in there for a while, but then she knew she had to move on, but she didn't want to leave her pool of water. But she heard footsteps, and so she started to move on.
This is Dogman 10, and she went up into a tree climbing to see that was the career tributes, and then they were looking around, and then she said,
This is MW37, and she started kind of making fun of them in a way, and one of the big tributes started climbing the tree, so she dashed up quicker, and then she heard a crack, and the guy fell, and then she hoped that he broke his neck, but then she found out he didn't, and he got up really quick. And he was starting to get really mad.
He was cursing, and then this is Total Biscuit. He was cursing, and then there was a girl that had the bow and arrow that Katniss wanted, and she got so angry at her, and the girl shot an arrow up at her, and it got stuck in a branch next to her, and so she took it out and she waved it over the girl's head, taunting her with the arrow.
Hello, this is Flying Big 25, and then she the girl got mad, and she looked over and she saw a pair of eyes, and she thought maybe it was like a possum, but then she knew that she started figuring out what it was, and she knew it wasn't even an animal. And then she found out it was Rue. And
then this is Vanilla Shake 278, and when she saw Rue stuck her finger out and pointed up torch something above her.
Okay. Well, before that, they missed a lot.
Yeah, so why don't you fill in the parts that we forgot?
After the... This is Fat Cow 47. And after the night in the tree where the other tribute got killed, they were searching for... Katniss was searching for water, and then she found, she was getting really exhausted and dizzy, then she fell into this pit, and she was thinking to herself about mud, and then she felt mud, so that meant water, and then she was all, like, bathing in the pond and getting water and purifying it and then drinking it, and...
Oh, and when the first time that they almost, this is PB&J, and the first time that they almost found Katniss is they were talking about PETA, and they were saying, should we kill him or something? And, PETA was going to finish off the girl, and Katniss was hearing it, and she was, like, getting really mad at PETA because PETA was her friend, and she thought that he loved her, but, now she figured out that he's really bad.
This is Bebop for Life, and when they were talking about him and they had said that they would probably kill him soon, but they decided not to let him go a little bit longer because he was kind of handy with the knife, and then he came back. And And oh, this is Mexico. And when the games first started, PETA wasn't, like, she was going to go after something, but he said no, and he was just telling her not to, and she thought that, like, he was kind of trying to help her, like, so she wouldn't get into, like, a fight. But then, like, she realized that later when she saw him with the career tributes that and they had the bow and arrow, that she, that he was just doing that because he was just lying, playing the game. And so she was, like, really mad and stuff. And she saw him when they were after him in the tree. And he just looked down and didn't do eye contact with her.
This is Weebo State. And when the when the career tributes were all together with PETA, when Katniss was in the tree, when PETA went to go finish off the girl to, like, kill her, like, to make sure that she got killed, the career tributes not PETA were talking about, like what B-Ball for Life said with how, like, they were doing it so that, because he was handy with a knife, they were also wanting to keep him so that they said to track her down, and she knew that it meant her. So they're trying to find Katniss to kill her, and using PETA.
B-Ball State, can you talk about B-Ball 23? Can you talk about what Haymitch's advice was for her?
Haymitch's advice for Katniss was not to go after anything, and to get as far away from everyone as possible, and to find a source of water.
All right. Questions then for people, either questions you have, we'll wait for predictions, anything you're surprised or interested by.
I wonder, my name is Shadow, and I don't know why, and I don't know if they did it in the past years, if they were throwing those fireballs, because it didn't seem like she was ready for that, because she must not have saw it on TV.
This is Flobble, and I'm wondering if PETA is trying to help her or trying to kill her.
Hi, this is Raccoon, and I was just wondering if that PETA was just all his nice, being nice and stuff, was just a trick to try and kill Katniss.
Hi, this is Spartan, and I'm wondering if PETA is going to use his alliance with the Careers and, like, kill him or, like, help Katniss, and he'll, like, kill the rest of the Careers.
This is Dancer, and I am wondering if Katniss is going to get an alliance with Rue.
Hi, this is Barton, and I'm wondering if Katniss is going to try to make an alliance with PETA and the other Careers.
Hi, this is Dogman 10, and I'm wondering, why is Rue up in that other tree?
This is MW37, and I was wondering if PETA's really betraying her, Katniss, and if he was, then had he planned to betray her from the start?
Hi, this is Eeyore, and I was wondering, like, if Rue and Katniss are, like, going to team up and, like, try to kill everybody, and, like, then just leave PETA so everybody else has to try to kill him.
Hi, this is Spartan, and I'm wondering if Rue's gonna try to kill Katniss or Katniss is gonna try to kill Rue.
This is Total Biscuit, and I wonder what Rue is pointing at, and if the career tributes are gonna end up killing her.
Hello, this is Flying Big 25, and I have an answer for somebody that asked why is Rue up in the tree too. I'm guessing that she's probably up in the tree because she heard the Career Tributes coming too, so she ran up in the tree too. And I have a question. I wonder what would have happened if Katniss actually did go for the bow, and I'm wondering if she would have got away with it or if she would have got killed.
This is VanilleShake278, and I was wondering if Rue is going to distract the Career Tributes so Katniss can get away.
This is FatCow47, and I was wondering why Haymitch told her not to get anything.
This is Flying Big 25, and it's kind of like the same as Vanilla Shakes, except I was wondering maybe that Rue will, like, while she's trying to distract them, maybe she'll die or something like that, or something horrible will happen.
This is B-Ball for Life, and I'm wondering if Rue and Katniss are going to kind of, like, make an alliance and then kill off the Career Tributes.
I have a question, because Rue was up in the tree and she was kind of looking at, oh, this is PB&J, and I have a question kind of like how Rue was up in the tree and she was looking at Katniss, and what if she was pointing to like a sword or a trap or something, and I wonder if Rue's going to kill her or Katniss is going to kill Rue. And I have something, I think that Rue is not really going to kill Katniss.
This is B-Ball State, and I was wondering what would have happened if Katniss went the other way towards the lake, the water source, and not the other way, and not getting anything, and she just went straight away, and she tried not to get anything, not like the plastic container or the bag. And also, I think that the thing above her, I wonder if it was an animal or if it's another tribute. And, like, also, what was it? Oh.
Okay. Hi, this is Dancer, and I was wondering if,
what's his name?
Peter. No, not Peter. Haymitch. If Haymitch really was trying to help Peter and Katniss, or he was just trying to fake him out.
Hi, this is Dogman10, and I'm wondering if Rue pointed up there because if there was like a weapon or something that a sponsor would have given to her.
I have like, it's kind of like another question I heard, but will Rue like not really care if she dies or not, and like try to save Katniss's life by dying, like distracting them and like knowing she's gonna die anyway.
Oh, and that's Mexico. Yeah, that was Mexico. And this is B-Ball State. And I was also wondering, maybe the fireballs weren't made by the game makers, and they're just by like the fire and stuff. It was made by like a big gang of other tributes, like maybe the career, like not the Career Tributes, but maybe something to do with like a big group of them who has an alliance and stuff. So,
this is Mexico. But I have another question. How many tributes are there left? Like 12.
I'm Goheat8, and I was wondering if Haymitch just told Katniss to go to the water so that PETA could get some weapons and stuff to kill Katniss.
Hi, this is Spartan, and I have an answer to Mexico's question. How many tributes are left in the game? There's 12.
And this is Mr. Myers. A question I had, and a couple of you have hinted around it. Did Haymitch give certain instructions to Katniss and different instructions to PETA, even though they're both from his district? does he maybe think one has a better chance of surviving than the other, and so he's giving one more tools to survive or one more directions to survive than the other, kind of like playing favorites. All right, we have last two questions here from Dancer and PB&J, and then I have a quick poll question. Okay, Dancer doesn't have a question.
I have something about, like, the sponsors and how, or the trainers, and, oh, this is PB&J, and I think that maybe I wanted to know if they could, like, maybe, you know, like a trained dog, like a guard dog, maybe they could send one of those in for her, or maybe a sword or an arrow or something. And for the cameras things, I think that they're probably, that's how they get all of that information. I think that they each, there's like cameras, and there's, I think there's like cameras everywhere, and I think that they're just projecting everything.
This is Fat Cow 47, and I was wondering if they might get into a hot debate about politics.
I seriously doubt they're going to do any politics, but anyways, here's the poll question. You get a one-word answer. If you had to play the game, would you play it offensive? Would you play on offense, meaning you'd be attacking people trying to win, or would you play defensive and simply trying to hide and outlast everyone? No, one-word answer. Offense or defense? Go.
I'm Shadow, and I would definitely go with defense.
I'm Flabble, and I would go for offense.
I'm Raccoon, and I would go for defense.
I'm Goheed 8, and I would go for defense.
I'm Spartini, and I'd go for defense.
I'm Kate Spritz, and I would go for defense.
I'm Spartan, and I'd go for defense.
I'm Dancer, and I'd go for both.
I'm Eeyore, and I would go for both.
I'm Dancer 3, and I'd go for defense.
I'm Dogman 10, and I'd go with both also.
I'm MW37, and I'd go for an aggressive defense.
I'm Total Biscuit, and I'd go for defense.
If I had a, this is 5x25, and if I had a good weapon, I'd go for offense, but instead I'd go for defense.
I'd go for offense.
I'd go for both.
This is B-Ball for Life, and I'd go for defense.
This is PB&J, and I'd go for defense, but kind of like what MW37 said, aggressive offense, defense.
This is B-Ball 23, and I'd go for defense.
This is B-Ball State, and I'd go for defense at the beginning, then at the very end, I'd go for offense with like four people left.
This is Mexico, and I would still go for defense.
All right, this is Mr. Meyer, and we thank you for listening to our podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. And we also hope you're reading this book as well, because it is fantastic. Bye.